Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality, used records and CDs. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Counselor. Mando Richard here, reminding you and your listeners that banjos and steel guitars made the original metal music. I invite y'all to learn more by tuning into my radio show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, every Wednesday at 11 a.m., right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. I know Eric schedules his court time so he can catch Pittsburgh's most eclectic mixture of folk music at 11 a.m. Wednesdays on WRCT. Just one reminder, Whiskey Before Breakfast is a radio show and a fiddle tune, not a behavioral suggestion unless you want Eric to represent you at your DUI trial. Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays, 11 a.m. on 88.3 FM Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.
Session with your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
Thank you.
Los Angeles with dirty hands and worn out knees. Ooh, I keep crawling back to you. Ooh, I keep crawling back to you. The ranger came with burning eyes. The chambermaid awoke surprised. Thought she'd seen the last of him. She shook her head, let him in. Ooh, I keep crawling back to you. Ooh, I keep crawling back to you. Sick. We were caught up in a barroom fight till an Indian shot out the lights. I'm so tired of being tired. As sure as night will follow day. Most things I worry about never happen anyway. I keep crawling back to you. I keep crawling back to you.
Rock and Rollers, this is Funky Meadows of Angel. Listen, if you want rockets in your pockets, lead in your pencil, then you need to listen to my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, on the bop of your dial, WRCT Pittsburgh, PA. Keep rockin'.
from the latest Angel album. That was The Torch. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. WWRO Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, time travel radio. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and I was looking out the window and I saw the limo pull up. And I see these guys walking towards the studio. A rock and roll royalty from Pittsburgh is on the way in just a couple minutes. We're going to have Rocky Lamondi and Vinny Q from the Borstal Boys joining us live here in the studio. It's going to be a great time. And, you know, talking about the Borstal Boys, I remember when their very first album came out, there was a track on that album that I just loved, and I started playing it, and when I say this thing took off and caught steam, I wasn't kidding. And we're going to play this track right now. Been a long time since I've played this on the radio. From their very first album, and you can go online, you can go to the record stores, you can pick this up. It's a terrific song from a terrific album from a terrific Pittsburgh rock and roll band. This is Marlene June, WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Lack of trying. How about that for some Pittsburgh rock and roll? Going back to 2018, the Borstal Boys. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got the boys in the house. Rocky, Lamondi, Vinny Q, how are you guys?
Doing great, Eric.
Great, man. Thank you so much for having us.
Man, what a blast. And I got to tell you, for everyone out there listening tonight, I am holding in my hands the brand new Borstal Boys album. I've been saying this for 5 years, that it was a matter of time before you guys truly break national. And I know labels are looking at you guys. And this new album, there's a reason why when you see shows in Pittsburgh and big bands like April Wine, when Alice Cooper's band comes to town, they demand the Borstal Boys. There's a reason why, because top quality rock and roll coming out of the Berg. New album from the Borstal Boys is called Time Bomb. Rocky, tell us a little bit about it.
The album, we're releasing this album this year. It just came out a couple of weeks ago. It's probably 12 songs on this. It's our third full-length CD.
Hold on, let me interrupt you.
Yes.
So how about that for some... You're speaking on a dead microphone because I didn't even turn it on. I'm sorry, guys.
I'm here right now. You're listening to your Rockin' the Turn, Eric Cash and Lurie on 88.3 WRCT.
I'm going to have to go back to radio school. There we go. You sound a lot better now that the mic is turned on.
But this is our third CD, our third release. It's called Time Bomb. It just was released a couple weeks ago, and you can get it through contacting us, or I believe you're going to have it in a shop here soon, right, Eric?
Yeah, the record stores are going to be carrying it, and I know the Attic in Millville, one of our sponsors, our sponsor for this hour of tonight's show, and all the great record stores around the Berg. So talk about contacting you. How do fans and listeners tonight get a hold of your new album if they want to go through social media?
You can look me up at Anthony Lamondi is my name on Facebook. And also you could contact or message, private message, the Borstal Boys.
That's pretty cool. So you guys have a new single. I really like it. But as I was listening to this album, there was a track that you guys played when you opened for April Wine a couple months ago, and it blew me away. And I said, that is what I'm going to start with. And we're going to play it right now. This is the Borstal Boys from the new album. This is It'll Be All Right.
All right.
Oh,
That's the latest from the Borstal Boys. It'll be all right. Rocky, tell us about that tune. Tell us about writing that tune.
Yeah, I wrote that tune. You could tell because the more simpler rock and roll tunes is usually me, and then anything that's anything that's a little bit more complicated is usually Vinny. It was just a riff that came to me, and Mark, our singer Mark Ponsonby, actually wrote the words of that tune, and it came out pretty good. We did a lot of these tunes we did over COVID during that 2020, I guess that was. Where we were kind of laid back in the house and stuff like that, but we all still got together and recorded every week. And most of the songs on this album actually were born during that time.
Now, Mark is a terrific singer, and he's got a unique style, but he's got a wild background. He didn't come from a rock and roll background.
No, he's not. Didn't come from a rock and roll background.
Mark was a policeman.
He was a state detective.
He was a detective.
He used to run around and try to catch me and Vinny all the time.
We were the very people that Mark was on.
And the one time he caught us and we just said, hey, you want to be in a band? And that was it.
And Vinny, tell us about, you know, you're always laying down great riffs. You know, I like to say that Vinny Q's got the best rock and roll hair in the burg, and I'm jealous. But, brother, I always think that you are brothers with Keith Richards from another mother. Talk about your influences.
That's so nice you to say. This is Keith Richards and Ron Wood. They're the men for me.
The Glimmer Twins.
For us, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's the man. I know that a lot of people are on him because maybe of his lifestyle, and he did have quite a colorful past, but... the music, man. Forget all that other stuff and just concentrate on his music, and he's just fantastic.
And when you're writing music, and when you're whether you're working on the background backing tracks or a solo, you know where does your inspiration come from?
I want to be like the greats. That's exactly where they come from. Keith and Ronnie and the Faces, and all your classic British for me rock bands.
Yeah, and you know you mentioned the Faces, the band, the Borstal Boys. Oh. Where'd they get their name from?
Well, we got the name because I picked that one, and obviously the Faces are my favorite band of all time, so I went with the Borstal Boys. A lot of people tried to talk me out of that name.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great name.
They thought that Boys was made to sound like a boy
Backstreet
band.
Backstreet Boys.
The Backstreet Boys or something. I'm like, no, man, we always talk about like your friends, you know, your boys.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Our last band was Torn and Frayed, which was another Rolling Stones song.
Yeah, a lot of our listeners saw Torn and Frayed play live all over the burg. So Vinny, what's your favorite Stones album?
Exile on Main Street, without a doubt, because it's five English guys in France playing American rock and roll. That is amazing. Yeah.
Well, let's play a track from Exile. What should we play?
We're going with Soul Survivor. Just if you only want to play the first 5 seconds, it's enough. Listen to his wonderful tubey sounding guitar.
Well, let's do it right now. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. And title track from the new Borsal Boys album, Time a Bomb. I got the guys here in the studio with me. Tell us about that tune. And how did it become the title track?
That's on rock, the title track thing. But the tune, we do all our tunes. We do all our recording at a place called Vault on Neville Island. It's run by our friend Bob McCutcheon and his family. Wonderful, wonderful people.
How we came up with the title track was, like I said, we recorded this album in 2020. That's when we first started on the album. And we actually, I guess it would be from the end of 22 is when we finished most of the album. And then we started releasing one song at a time. And actually, I believe that this album was going to be called Rock and Roll Freeway, but we released Rock and Roll Freeway by itself as a single. So we released probably six or seven songs as singles. So when I went to put the album out, I was like, I can't name the album the same as a single that we already had out. So I picked one of the songs that we had left that we hadn't released yet, and Time Bomb ended up being the name of the album.
And talking about the title track, the cover is terrific. Where'd that artwork come from?
Our drummer, Matt Ferrante, that does all the artwork for the albums and
really?
Stuff like that. Yeah, it's the last two because those are the ones. Actually, this is the first album that Matt's actually on. Even though he's been playing with us since 21 or something like that. I believe the first two albums were our drummer, Scott Wilson, was on the first two albums. And then after that, we had Matt Ferrante, but this is the first album that he's actually on. So we got Matt on drums. We got Mark Ponsonby on vocals, Mr. David Buzard on guitar, and Vincent Q on the other guitar. So
when you guys are opening for these national acts, like, do you ever sit back and go, these guys have sold millions of records and they want us to open for them? Like, what goes through your mind when they're saying we want the Borstal Boys?
Oh, it's always very flattering. It's just so flattering, you know what I mean? And we appreciate the promoters that decide that we'd be a good fit for whatever band is coming through.
You know, I'm not gonna mention a band, but I saw you guys in the past year with a serious rock and roll band. I was there to see you guys and the band, and I thought, you know what? I think the Borsal Boys have as many fans here as the headliner, which was really, really cool.
Well, that must have been an odd night.
No joke. Not
but guess what?
Up.
We're actually opening up for Eddie Spaghetti, if you know who that is, and that's coming
Super Suckers
from the Super Suckers, and that's coming up in, I believe that's March. Yeah. We're going to do that show. So playing with another national guy. I really dig the Eddie Spaghetti stuff is more in my line of, you know, where I go with the, rather than the Super Suckers. But so I'm really excited to be playing on that show, you know.
That's terrific. And how do you guys write your music, and what's the whole writing process from the ideas to getting on to the album? And by the way, you mentioned we might have a vinyl pressing of this new album.
Yeah, we're hoping to do that, actually. And who knows, it might be a double vinyl.
Ooh.
And it'll include this whole album here. And it'll include the album that we already have done. We have another whole album that's probably going to be out in about 5 months.
Well, you heard it right here on WRCT. But go ahead. How's the writing process work with you guys?
Everyone's different. Rock will bring in stuff that's not as finished. I'd rather have something somewhat finished and then let everyone have at it. Because once you give it to the band, you're opening yourself up to whoever's whatever they want to try. And but that's what you do when you write songs. You have to know that your initial vision isn't always going to be what the finished thing is.
Have you ever walked away and said, wow, that's so much better than I anticipated?
Many times, and many times the other way. Also, man, I really want to do it. But no, it's always better. Collaboration's always better. Always. Always better.
So, you know, if you look at all three of our albums, the first album was mainly stuff that I had written, and then we ended up starting a band with the album or whatever. And then the second album, you know, we started working together a little bit more. You can really tell the evolution from when we started at first, where it was just like, hey, this is my songs or Vinny's songs, to the second album, where everybody starts contributing a little bit, to this album, where everybody's really putting in their own things to, you know, what, even if it's my song or Vinny's song or Dave's song, everybody's contributing and adding to it, and you can really, I think you can tell, you know.
And are the guys, the other guys in the band, do they have similar musical tastes?
I don't know. I think Mark, our singer Mark, is more just like 70s rock and roll kind of guy.
That's cool.
Not really Stones, but all 70s kind of rock and roll. I think Dave, I think he's more on the prog side, but Dave is also, he likes all kinds of music, so he brings something to the table that, you know, and Vinny is, me and Vinny are more straight faces Stones, so we're always bringing that, and then Dave now brings us another element, and Mark just has a fantastic voice. Our drummer, his taste in music isn't that great, but but we love him anyhow.
Well, let's go back to some influences. Rocky, why don't you introduce the next tune?
I guess we're gonna do the Small Faces, right?
The big hit.
What's the big
Itchy
hit?
Coo, he's doing Itchy Coo Park.
Itchy Coo Park, right here for you, right here. The Small Faces, WRCT. Rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lilly.
Over bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spots, to Itchy Coo Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
It's all too beautiful. It's all too
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Joined in the studio tonight by Rocky Lamondi and Vinnie Q of the Borstal Boys. And you just heard some other Pittsburgh rock and roll, not the Borstal Boys, but the band Super Monkey. And if you have seen the video for that song, well, you've seen Rocky Lamondi on the bass killing it.
You kind of see me because I had face paint on.
That is that is right. Not just you, but the pretty girl at the end of the video.
Yeah, and a funny thing about that video is it took hours to put that makeup on her face.
I mean, hours.
And then after it was really hot outside. It was like 80 degrees, and I was sweating, and it was just pouring down my face. It was not cool.
Well, let's talk about that, about the fellow musicians and the family spirit here in Pittsburgh with other bands.
Chris Grabowski right there. Great guy. He is
Super Monkey.
Yeah. And he gets different guys to help him out, you know what I mean? And he's a great guy, though, man. Straight up dude.
Well, you know, when we're talking about music videos, you know a lot about that, Rocky, because you're running a really, really cool thing that more people need to know about. We're going to talk about it right now. Talk about music from the 412. Tell the story.
Yeah, so I run a radio station and a video station called Music from the 412. You can get it on the website, or it's a Roku channel as well. It's like MTV for original music here in Pittsburgh. So I play all kinds of different styles and genres of music for that. As long as it's original music from Pittsburgh, I usually put it on, and I'm trying to support original music in town because I think it needs all the support it can get. But we also have a radio station. We put shows on during the year and things like that. We do a Rock for Life show where we raise money for somebody who has a life-threatening disease and stuff like that. So we're involved in stuff like that. But we really like to push original music in Pittsburgh.
And so if somebody wants to watch Music from the 412, where do they go?
They go to the website, which is www.musicfromthe412.com, or you could go to Roku and look up Music from the 412. And we have apps for the radio station and the television station for either Apple users or what are the other people? Not Apple users. You know, the weird people. It's either Apple people or the weird people, the Android users. So we have apps for both phones, for the television station and the radio station. So the television station, the app would be just Music from the 412, and the radio is Music from the 412 Radio.
And one of the great things about your television station is it's like MTV used to be and should be again. It's music videos, but local bands.
Yes, for sure. And you know what? Since we're doing this, and this is a college radio station, I'm always looking for young talent. So, you know, up here at CMU, if you guys know some kids here, the students that have bands and they're playing original music, please send them over so we can play you guys as well. And, you know, can help you guys out. Try to get us, because we have a concert calendar which we could put you on instead. Bonnie Diver does our concert calendar, so we could throw you on the concert calendar if you're doing shows up here, or if you have new music, please send it our way.
That's terrific. So let's do another influence of Vinnie Q. Vinnie, tell us about that great guitar you've got. It looks just like what Woody used to play in 81.
Oh, yeah. I got a Zamidas guitar that I have a friend, Keith Nelson, who's in a band called Buck Cherry. And they did real well, and he's a very generous gentleman. And he sent me a Zamidas guitar because I love Ron Wood so much. It's a certain guitar. They're made in Texas, I believe, or they were made in Texas. And it's just beautiful, and so every night I get to make believe I'm Ron Wood in 1974.
I thought that was an English guitar. Really? From Texas? Learn something new every day.
Yeah, it's great.
Right here on your Rockin' and Turnin', Eric Jackson Lurie.
So let's play some Ronnie Wood from the Gimme Some Neck album. You take it away, Vinny. It's your tune.
This is I'm a sucker for a sad song. I'm a sucker for a sad song. And this is off his, third or fourth, Gimme Some Neck. Yeah, Ronnie Wood makes great solo records. So check this one out, please. Called Lost and Lonely.
Thank you. This is Chris Pyle of Pyle Tribe. Don't change that dial. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Charm ya, just tell me your place on mine.